Mobile.
I think Ninja OTR.
Just leaving church. Got to run by the food line over here, grocery store on the way home, pick up something. And then go home and call a 20-meter net at 2 o'clock today.
Well, I just turned the radio on. I was working on a SIPIK Chena product flashlight here. And I finally got it to work with a little contact cleaner and moving the contact over. I thought it was a switch in the rear end of it, but it wasn't. No big deal. It's only about a $6 flashlight, but it just ticked me off.
Throwing those things across the room, you wouldn't have that problem.
Well, I've got quite a few of them. There were three for something or other. I don't know. Long time ago. They're pretty old. And then I've got several other ones. I like a lot of light.
That's because your sweetheart keeps you in the dark all the time. That way she's trying to keep you out of trouble. Anyway, I'm just going to run up here by the grocery store, pick up a couple items, and then I'm going to go home, figure out a quick bite to eat for lunch, and then, like I said, I'm supposed to call a 20-meter net at 2 o'clock. That's provided I can find the sideband frequency. It didn't occur yesterday because there wasn't anywhere in the sidebands for 20 meters. Contest was miserable.
Looked at it this morning for anything rare, and they're all countries I've worked before. 20 meters is, well, it was pretty busy, put it that way. I won't say it was saturated, but it was awfully busy. I just looked at it on the computer upstairs. I didn't bother to even turn the radio on because I'm not a big fan of sideband contests anymore. I used to cherry pick them some, but I don't even do that much anymore. Rusty, I like my CW, but it's worth, you know, it's a lot of fun for youngsters that need a lot of countries. But I just, I don't see doing battle when they need them and I don't. And I'd just be introducing QRM into the patch. So I just shy away from it.
Didn't feel like working the contest this weekend. I mean, got a number of things going on and a number of projects and everything getting around. And just trying to get things done and all. I got to get my amp out to somebody so they can do some alignment on 40 meters for me so I can get 40 meters running again, because I can't run the amp on 40 meters. It won't give me any output at all. So, and all the other bands work fine, but 40 just doesn't do it, so I don't know what I'm going to do there. But anyway, go over here at the 7-Eleven, $3.99 for gas, $4 a gallon. And I was talking with somebody yesterday. It was over $6 a gallon for gas and over $7 a gallon for diesel out there in California yesterday. Over $7 a gallon out there. It's $4.69 here right now.
That's just going to cripple us. And I don't know. I'd be a backseat driver to say that, well, if we'd have done stuff to keep him at bay in the first place, and that's what the president of Ukraine said this morning. He might not have ever invaded, but you don't know when you're dealing with a psycho like that. He's got us as near to war as we were in the Cuban Missile Crisis and threatened a nuclear war. You know, leastwise, that idiot Trump didn't do that. I mean, he was an egomaniac and all of that, but he was a good businessman when it comes to international things, I think. But, you know, who are you and me to judge things like that? It's out of our area of expertise, put it that way, just a layman's view. But I don't think he'd ever attempted this if Trump was in there. And now, oh, man, it's looking bad. And if they send jets over there from Poland and the U.S. now, it's going to really just infuriate him that much more for a no-fly zone. So, who knows? It'll either resolve itself or it won't, Rusty.
Not the size of it. I'm going by two car lots over here, and neither of these car lots has got new ones on it. I think maybe there might be a few new trucks on the Toyota lot, but both them and the Hyundai lot are both empty over here, so just about, might be 20 cars on each lot, but that's about it. Yeah, and it didn't help that our illustrious government has shut down the pipeline and all that, all the oil producing that was coming out of the U.S. and everything else that was helping things, too. And, you know, they've locked up the reserves again because they don't want to let them go, but then they're making us spend these fortunes to bring in a few oil and to be produced for gas elsewhere. So, oh, well, I guess it is what it is, and there's not a whole lot we can do about it. Ain't going to change it anyway, at least not now. Well, I have arrived. I'm going to pull in here and run in the grocery store and see if I can pick me up a couple of things, and then head back to the house. And I'll talk to you later. You and Bernice have a good afternoon. N0TRW2T, 73s for now.
Okay, Rusty. Talk to you later. Enjoy this wonderful day. I guess it's supposed to be chances of rain all next week. Spring, anyway, and be cooler out there. So, I love this warm weather. If you